There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know, but now that I'm not sticking around. Yeah, it's
7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is wandering on in the studio there. Jennifer, Ken, and Rich with you here. And we want to know how you did on your taxes. So if you mosey on over to DougSteffen.com, that's S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and answer our daily poll question. I paid over $1,000. I paid between $500 and $1,000. I paid less than $500. I got a refund of less than $100. I got a refund between $100 and $500. Or... bang, I hit the big ticket over 500.
Good job, Richie.
Thank you, Doug.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who was once a protege of Jeb Bush's, is getting a head start on his mentor with an official announcement today that he's running for the White House. Why? Why would Ted Cruz think that they would have, I guess it's just where my pejorative is. I think Rand Paul has a shot at it because I like what he has to say. Maybe I don't think that Cruz or Mario Rubio have a shot at it because I don't think that there's much to what they say. What'd you say, Ginger?
I said Rand Paul's actually the only Republican right now that's beating Hillary in certain states, which is kind of interesting.
Well, because he appeals to the disenfranchised, which is actually, when you get right down to it, other than the core of the two parties, it's everybody. He has what it takes, he says, and he acts the way the millennials like a politician to act. He's looking at the young voter.
I never gave him a chance, never even thought about him as giving him a chance until... And last week I started going, you know what? This guy's connected to the younger crowd.
He sure is.
And if he can get in with that and then get some of the mainstream, you know, conservative
millennials
vote,
that supported
he's locked.
Obama are disgusted with Obama and the Democrats. You can talk to people who are under the age of 30. 20 to 30 in that group.
Whole voting thing is horrible.
I think he would do well. He'd do well against Hillary, but I don't know that he would actually ever get the party nomination because he's just not conservative enough.
And they can count out. That's the problem. When you get to the fringes of both parties, the left and the right, the Elizabeth Warrens on the left, any number, the Ted Cruz's, if you will, on the right, they don't win elections. They can't win elections because they don't have enough popular support. And so why the primary season focuses on these lunatics from the fringe elements of both sides rather than understanding of the country is what is wrong. And maybe if you watch The Good Wife and get... The whole season is built around Juliana Margulies. How do you pronounce her name?
Margulies.
Her character, Alicia Florrick. Her husband, Chris Noth, plays the governor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois. And she now has run to be the state's, what do they call it, the top legal officer in the state, supposedly. And so she's running into all of these things that slap you in the face when it comes to political realities. And the Democratic machine in Illinois is ruining her because she won't do what they want her to do. And you look at that and think, oh, that's television. No, that's the way the system works. It is these parties are there to promote themselves and their own well-being. They don't give two hoots about you, about what your interests are, and it becomes more clear with every passing day when you see the irrelevance of what most of these people who are running for office have to say. And that's why, in terms of my community here in Massachusetts, for those of you who are new to the program, I have a farm in a town called Framingham outside of Boston. Last Tuesday, 7% of the eligible voters turned out for the local election to decide who would be the selectman, who would run the school committee, who would be in town meeting. 7%.
Disgusting.
We have 240 members of our town meeting, and there are 40 empty spaces. They didn't even have enough to fill the ballot. We have 18 precincts in town, and of that, 7 precincts didn't have enough people running in them to serve at town meeting. So that's why you get people who are, there are two impacts to this. One of them is that you have people who are basically irrelevant, as is Rubio and Cruz, in my opinion, and on the other side, Elizabeth Warren, but they have such fanatical followers. Wow, these guys, that's fine.
Yeah, but you know what?
But they don't win elections because they don't bring people out.
But you know what? They give more a variety of thoughts, opinions, and they shake things up. Ron Paul never, ever, 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 ever had a chance of being president.
I think he does have a chance of being president.
No, Ron Paul.
Oh, his father.
Ron,
sorry.
Daddy.
Yes. But he shook it up.
Yep, and he did a good job of it. That's the kind of politician you need. You'd be proud of what he did.
And that's all he was there to do, is just shake it up.
Right. Yep. Isn't there a song? The Cars did a song.
Shake it up.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Up.
Really? Yeah. See the difference in the generation, folks? Ugh. I said Cars, she said Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Hubba, hubba. If you think you have those pesky bags and puffy situations under your eyes because you're not getting enough sleep, that's part of it. But sometimes, if your system retains water, that's what basically the bags of puffiness under your eyes are. That's a water retention problem that can be taken care of by a product called GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cell technology to target the bags, the puffiness under your eyes. It's a serum. When you feel it, doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. It gets into these areas and it'll absorb the water. So when you put it on at night, you look in the mirror and say, oh, wow, I love what I see. Buy it. And in order to buy it, you got to call 800-543-9262.
Think green. Harrison with you. The University of California, San Diego, has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current annals of epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they've found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growth, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, do you ever get motion sickness? Well, if you do, it's absolutely one of the most no-fun things in the world. Would you like some ways to minimize the yuckiness of it? Here's the science of it. Motion sickness, it's caused by mixed signals from your eyes, muscles, and inner ear. Each is in conflict with the other about your state of motion. What to do? Well, if you're in a car, you want to sit as close to the driver as you can. On a ride at a theme park, you want to look in the direction of the spin. And if you're on a boat, well, good luck. You might want to check with your healthcare provider before you sail for medicinal assistance.
Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Find an anchor, hold on to stabilize your muscle signals, look straight ahead, sit still, and hold your head upright. These cheap tricks will minimize the intensity of motion sickness. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. What's the single biggest barrier to your success?
Fear keeps most people from reaching for their dreams, and the most dangerous fear of all is the fear of failure.
Successful people are afraid too, but they aren't frozen in fear. They move forward in spite of it.
They look at every failure as an opportunity to learn. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. But there's one more secret to their success. Fail small.
Successful people fail small and win big. So don't jump in with both feet.
dip a toe in.
Test one small idea at a time. If it doesn't work, try another. Eventually, you'll find one that does work.
Focus all your energy on it because it's your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
16 after the hour on the Good Day program, Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Natalie Jackson with us, who is currently Senior Data Specialist and Scientist with the Huffington Post. She works primarily in the poll section to aggregate polls, building forecasting models and covering advances, controversies. The real focus here, because we are talking about politics, her most recent articles have been about Mrs. Clinton's announcement, whether Elizabeth Warren would run, whether Donald Trump ought to be included in the polls, that sort of thing. So, Natalie, let's talk about polling in general and how accurate or not. Is it getting to be more scientific and more accurate?
Well, that's a complicated question. Technology advances are forcing pollsters to use different methods instead of calling landline telephones that are household based. We have to call cell phones and do things over the internet. So it's complicated. I think the best advice I can give is that if a poll doesn't tell you exactly how it's done, you should be very skeptical of it, because we are in this era of.
So how many people, that's an interesting point, how many people actually are aware of how it's done? Why don't you give us a quick 30, 40 second primer in how accurate polling is done?
Well, there are a couple of different ways. If you do it over the phone, you need to call both household telephones and cell phones. You need a lot of the cell phones because people are switching to where that's all they use, that's all they answer. Mm-hmm. They don't even have the house lines. If it's done over the internet, be very cautious, because there are lots of people that don't have internet access. Basically, they need to say that they're taking steps to make sure that the internet sample is representative of the general population. If they're not doing something to adjust the sample, then you should be pretty skeptical of it.
Mm-hmm. But again, how many people actually take time to understand? They just look at the results. Gallup says this, Rasmussen says that, Zogby says whatever, and that's where it goes. So your article about Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump are having a focus on them. How is it decided who would be included in political polls as far as names are concerned?
Well, I talked to some pollsters about that, and I was a pollster before coming to Huffington Post, so I have some of my own ideas. Basically, they all have their ears to the ground, listening to what the party insiders are saying, what campaign personnel are doing, looking at who is building the groundwork for a campaign. Particularly in New Hampshire, there's a lot of experience in the game, so that, you know, pollsters can look to those people and see who is doing what it takes to put together a campaign.
So in this circumstance, the polls will be more important. There are continuing people. I used the example from The Good Wife last night. It was about polling in part. People don't like them, do they? People don't like the polls because oftentimes they feel like they're in your face when you come out of the elections. People say, well, how'd you vote? That's something that doesn't often work too successfully, does it?
Right. Well, the exit polls are a bit of a different thing. But that's, again, where we have to make sure that the pollsters are taking the right steps to make sure that they are getting enough people and they are
representing the sampling, in other words, is important. Okay, Natalie, thank you. Natalie Jackson from Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm. Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Surprise, Jennifer, is it?
No, she's had a killer year with Shake It Off, and what's the other one? Oh, gosh, Blank Spaces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's 24, 25?
24, is she, I think.
24, 25?
Yeah.
At what age did she come onto the scene? It was 18?
She was about 16.
16. Wow.
Yeah, she did. Her first hit was called Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's about 16 years old, I think. And you know what's smart about her is that she writes her own songs, mm-hmm. she makes her own music, she plays guitar, she's really kind of, and she's controlled her own destiny to a point where she hasn't fallen victim to becoming one of those pop princesses, but yeah. Man, she can make hits. She cranks
them out.
You
know what's smart about her is that when she was 15 or something like that and told her mom she wanted to make a go at being in the music business, they moved to Nashville. She got signed.
Mm-hmm.
She got signed to a big record label, mm-hmm. and they shelved her.
Yeah.
And after a year, she said, adios. Mm-hmm. She walked away from one of the big record labels to another smaller label that said, we'll actually release your record and promote it.
Mm-hmm.
And bam.
Yep. All right, so she has 14 nominations. Billboard, by the way, for those of you who may not know, is kind of the Bible of the music industry. Like Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Billboard is the really the place to go when you want to track the hits and the hit makers. And so it has been for years and years and years.
All the hits, none of the misses.
That sounds like a line from Casey Kasem. Yeah. All right. So,
oh, here we go.
Included on the list of artists who are also up for awards, Pharrell Williams.
Very good.
Multiple nominations. John Legend, Ariana Grande, Meghan Trainor, Iggy Azalea, and Sam Smith.
He's
actually number two on the list. The number one, Taylor Swift, 14 nominations. Smith has 13.
Yeah.
It's true, I'm not good at all.
He walked away with a bunch at, what was the last
Grammys.
Award?
Grammys.
Yeah.
Grammys.
Now, this is the season of all these music awards, right? The Country Music Award 50th anniversary show is this coming Sunday.
9 days away. I've got it on my calendar.
9 days away?
I think it's the 19th, isn't it?
No, it's Sunday.
Oh,
what do I know? But, the only reason I know is because watching my two favorite CBS shows on Sunday night, which is the only night I really have time to watch television, the Madam Secretary and lineup with Good Wife, is going to both be Gonzo next week because of the Country Music Awards, the annual, what is the American Country Music Awards, 50th anniversary, and all kinds of, the usual star power. But this guy has come on the scene. I kind of like his soul. Is that too corny to say? He sounds like he's got a lot of soul. But he does. To me, young.
He thanks his ex-boyfriend for, that's what he said at the Grammys, because he got broken up with.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Molly Page, who you have heard. She was on a couple days last week when I wasn't here, right? Molly, weren't you here? I don't want to talk about she. Molly, see if she can answer for herself, please.
I did. I had the introduction to your crew.
Introduction.
Okay, you're right.
All right, that's good. All right.
And she's so, still here.
Yep, imagine that, huh? Getting putting up with the likes of Richie. It's the Super Beats that's keeping you.
Right.
And good for you.
I gave her some Super Beats. She's drinking it right now.
You'll work for Super Beats.
Yeah. Well,
we'll
really? She's hired. Put her on. Put her down. Kenny Kessler. Jen Jen's got some kind of ooga booga here. Anyway, so, and I don't mean to dismiss Jeff for having the ooga boogas, but, you know, why belabor the point? Enough people. If we get into springtime, when the seasons change, people tend to, for whatever the reason, be vulnerable to the bugga buggas, the ooga bungas, things that are around the spring cold.
Is that a scientific medical term?
Yes, it is, Richard. Yeah, yes, Dr. Doug practicing without a license, the ooga buggas, as opposed to the unga bungas. So the situation that we're confronting here in America is a difficult one, for me anyway, who didn't like the first Iraqi war to begin with. And then we had when I went over there and saw what a mess we'd made, I thought, okay, we've got to stay here and fix our mess. And that's why I sort of turned to supporting our staying there. And then when the president said we're going to get out of there, that was great. And now we're not getting out of there. I find more and more people. Yesterday, a woman that I know who lives in suburban Los Angeles told me that her son has just been, he's been in the service for a year. He's been sent to Iraq. 29-year-old fellow, machine gunner, I think, if I remember what you told me correctly. So he joins a lot of others. Now, this fellow has not been to Iraq before, but there are others who are going over there who had tours in Iraq, some of them two, three, four times. They thought that they had finished over there. We took care of the quote-unquote enemy. Do you know how many demons this is going to bring up in the people who went over there? You know what we're doing to these people?
It's almost
still
the reason we have to go back is because we left and let ISIS come in and take control.
There is that, but then there, if you go back even further, the reason that there is a problem is because we sent people over there in the first place instead of just getting rid of Saddam Hussein, which was questionable at best, given what we know now. It's always after the fact. They've created a vacuum, and the vacuum has been filled by people who are incompetent and incompoops that don't know how to run their government.
Where we didn't go into, and leadership changes were made, and it's the same situation. Look at Syria.
What do you mean we didn't go into
Egypt?
Syria. The CIA created that whole thing in Syria. What are you talking about? I mean, we look at what, Egypt?
Yeah.
Egypt was a quasi-creation. It wasn't our creation, though. We can't take credit for that. That was a Facebook and Twitter creation. That was a social media. Literally, I'm not being facetious.
No, the Arab Spring.
That was a creation of a whole bunch of social media. And now it is a mess. Whether it's us or it isn't us, all of this stuff, because these people haven't been trained, they haven't been educated, they don't know how to make it work. And they make a mess of it. And thus is the situation that we now are faced with all these U.S. veterans of the Iraq War returning now to fight again. Men with guns who wonder what difference they made then and what difference they will make now. And I think that is a good question. Many of you who have been in the service, and you're welcome to chime in on this if you'd like, 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day. Kenny, I didn't ask you before that we've got any comments about the ongoing business, the problems in the Middle East with the Kurds, the Iraqis, the Sunnis and the Shias and ISIS and Syria. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. You think you're going to be able to fix? These people have been throwing rocks at each other for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
And why in the name of heaven we get ourselves involved in this stuff? The only reason is because of the oil deals that were made. And we get screwed on that. We haven't gotten anything. Remember when George Bush said the first day, don't worry, whatever money it costs us, the American taxpayer will never spend one penny in Iraq because we'll sell the oil and that'll pay for whatever it is we have to do. How much money did the taxpayer end up spending? $3 trillion that not one penny has been paid back. What did you start saying?
A real sucker like me, you bought into the fact that Iraq would be a thriving oil nation and that the dinar, their currency, would become extremely valuable, which is backed by, which the U.S. government owns like billions of dinar.
Mm.
And I have 10,000 dinar sitting in my house.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations.
Waiting,
thinking ahead.
Waiting for it to come worth $1 million.
There you go. Let me know when that happens.
You can buy it on eBay.
Uh-huh. So what happened, I remember going over there and going to this big, huge base in Baghdad. Huge.
A green zone, right?
Yeah, huge.
Mm-hmm.
And trucks everywhere, airplanes everywhere.
All around the airport.
Everywhere.
Right.
Very heavily guarded bases, state-of-the-art surveillance, state-of-the-art communications equipment, state-of-the-art everything. That's all gone. Now, the American soldiers that are going over there are staying wherever they can to stay out of harm's way. But in the last week, an Australian, a British, and a German woman have been killed.
By the way, I'm rich.
Are you rich?
You can buy 100,000 Iraqi dinar. I paid $100 for 100,000 Iraqi dinar. You know what I can get for it now?
No, what?
$130.
Great! 30%? That's not bad.
Lunch is on me.
When did you buy the dinar?
Oh, it's been 8-9 years.
Now, so it's $100 worth of dinar. Is that what it is?
I paid $100 for 100,000 dinar.
Okay. So now your 100,000 dinar is worth $130.
Correct.
When did you buy them?
8 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
sitting fat. Hey,
a lot of people. I want to know. I'm going to give you some credit. There are a lot of people who bought $100,000 worth of something 10 years ago. They would love to have it worth 30% more than it was then.
Right.
Not happening with a lot of stuff.
A couple million of them.
Yeah, I know. All right, so there's that. Now, Molly is not as much of a, I'm guessing, because I don't know you that well, that you're not as much of a flyer as I am.
No, I don't fly very often.
Okay, all right. So now we have, for those of us who do spend a lot of time on an airplane and who don't like, even though I have 2 million miles on American, I don't much like them. I don't
There's
much
a
like
reason for that.
Any, okay, would you explain, please?
Well, yes.
That works.
There's an annual report. Oddly, it comes out every year.
Really? An annual report that comes out every year? Wow, what a concept.
Really peculiar. They're going to have some money and do some research on why that is.
Uh-huh.
It was done by two universities, issued the information that airlines report to the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Mm.
And basically it says everything's getting worse. Baggage handling, mm-hmm. on time. The best airline this year and last year, Virgin America.
Mm-hmm.
In second, Hawaiian Airlines.
Uh-huh.
They were third last year, second this year.
Really?
Delta Airlines comes in third, fourth last year. JetBlue follows. Alaska Airlines, Southwest, American Airlines, number seven, kind of right in the middle.
Where were they before?
American Airlines was nine last year, number nine spot, seven this year. So moving up in the world.
All right. By the way, I don't at all buy Delta being number three, but anyway, keep going.
Frontier Airlines follows at eight.
Awful.
Yeah,
awful.
I agree.
Awful.
United
awful.
Airlines.
Awful.
It's down at number nine of 12.
Yeah, awful.
SkyWest.
Once we get down to this part of the list, Molly, that's all you're going to hear from Doug. Awful. Terrible.
And he's right.
Sprint isn't even on. I mean, the Spirit Airlines is not even on the list, right?
No, I don't think they made the
they
list.
They are so bad. They suck so
It's amazing they can get off the ground.
An airline that has no reason for being.
Yeah.
And other than the guy who owns it, is a scurrilous cad who wants to screw everybody and pretty much does. And why people are still flying the airline, they've been sued. There are 50,000 lawsuits against Spirit Airlines at the moment.
You know what I find amazing?
50,000. Go ahead. Yeah.
Check this out. 76.2% of flights arrived on time last year. That's down from 78.4% in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They already pad the arrival time.
Oh, yeah. They do.
So that they can show up early and say, hey, we got you in 10 minutes early, and you think they're the heroes.
You're right.
Right. Basically, what they've done is if a flight usually takes 3 hours, they make it 3 hours and 15, 3 hours and 20 minutes so that they can be the hero and not have
it to take 2 hours and 10 minutes to fly from Boston to West Palm Beach. They put it into 2 hours and 40 minutes.
But they can only meet that 76.2% of the time.
Right. Because the baggage handlers fall asleep in the cargo bay, and it slows things down.
How do you run a business like this?
That's a very good question. How do you run
Because we have no alternative.
Yeah. How are you going to fly there? You going to buy your own plane?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe you can fly on my plane when I make it big, Richie. How's that? You can all have a ride on my plane. I'm going to buy, when Limbaugh retires, I'm going to buy his plane.
Will you start an airline where people can take their pets with them in
the
plane?
Yes, that would be the perfect. I looked, by the way, last year and the year before, because Charlotte used to fly back and forth with me, and I, in the regret department, I keep thinking how things would have been different if I'd have tried to fly her home with me this time.
But how, you couldn't have done that, could you?
Well, it would have been harder to do it. I used to bring her with me, and I would... I was creative. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to tell you how I did it, but I was creative because I knew she wouldn't disturb anybody.
Did you hide her under your shirt?
No, I couldn't do that. She was too big for that.
Okay.
But she would. She
you
won
didn't
over.
Put her in a little cage thing. She just walked.
She walked on the plane, and she would
dressed as a flight attendant. You can't say she's ugly. That's sexist. You can't do it.
You know, this was very interesting. When I, this is one of the reasons that I actually have stayed with American, the women mostly, there weren't men, most of the women who would see Charlotte coming with me to get on the plane would look at her and they'd talk to her and they'd size her up. Before, I had one woman at LAX that used to save her a seat. They would put, there were 16 seats in first class, and they would save a seat next to me for if they hadn't filled it yet, they would just block it out so that she could sit in the seat. next to me. And then when you walk onto the plane with a dog, the flight attendants get, oh, my God, hottie. Oh, we got a dog on a plane. And before we get an hour into the flight, they'd all be arguing with each other. Who's going to, do you need to go to the bathroom? I'll sit and talk to Charlotte while you go to the bathroom. But that kind of stuff, that did help me sort of smooth things over with American, because I've had some horrible.
So when you walked onto the plane and they saw your name on the guest
manifest
list,
yeah,
and then you walked on without the dog, would they be like, oh, just you?
You again.
Oh, you didn't bring your dog?
The guy that doesn't want any meat in his meal.
Right.
All right. Anyway, so that's that story. A lot of stories, and that's what the Good Day program is all about. Molly and Richie and Kenny and me, 14 before the hour.
Today on App Check, Code Academy. In this day and age, everyone should know a little HTML programming. Here's an introduction to basic concepts behind apps and websites. Code Academy.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
In the new Carl's Jr. ad, Heidi Klum tempts a young man with a burger.
That young man is Jesse LeBeau. His love for basketball took him to Hollywood with dreams of starring in sports commercials and movies.
How did he break into the entertainment industry?
One of the first things I did when I got out here was find out where the actors, directors, and the producers go and play basketball. And I just showed up and started playing with them. And instead of me going up to these people and being like, oh, you do this and that, it was more of them approaching me. Hey, we want you to be on our team and we want to play with you. So basketball was kind of an equalizer.
Think about the players in your industry. Where do they hang out? What are their interests?
Find your equalizer for a fast break to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the best way to assure your children that the family is safe and all is secure? You can tell them, and, well, you should, but there's an easier way, and it works wonders for all involved. Here's the real-world science of it. Recently, I was at the airport, and this little boy and his mother were sitting near me patiently waiting for someone. All of a sudden, the father of the family appeared, and the entire family ran to greet him, big hug, and a wonderful homecoming. Then the little boy said, "Aw, Dad, go ahead and kiss her." And Dad complied.
You need kissing badly. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
What's the chief psychological trick? When children see their mothers and fathers affectionate with each other, it speaks loudly that their family is safe and secure, and that any form of separation is remote. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV. Think green.
Harrison with you. Everybody's trying to make a buck these days off of being green, and check this out. The Japanese have released a 1,300-pound machine that crunches up office waste, like old Xerox paper and such, and turns it into toilet paper. This Japanese toilet paper machine is able to produce two rolls an hour from around 1,800 sheets of used copy paper. Each TP machine costs $95,000. Obviously, if anybody's office has that much dead copy paper, first they ought to be looking to reduce the madness of that kind of consumption. And what's not known is just how much juice this 1,300-pound beast uses to process all the Xerox paper to kick out just two rolls of toilet paper. And after you've tried Charmin with aloe, by the way, recycled shredded Xerox paper will never hold a candle. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
I'll play Jennifer with the television news here on Good Day. David Letterman has only 28 episodes left before he leaves The Late Show. And as you might expect, a number of entertainment's biggest names, actors, comedians, musicians, are going to be on the program in the coming weeks. Elvis Costello, Dave Matthews, Nora Jones, George Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Tom Hanks, Scarlett Johansson, Michael Keaton, Steve Martin, Bill Murray, Sarah Jessica Parker, Don Rickles, Julia Roberts, Ray Romano, Paul Rudd, Jerry Seinfeld, Martin Short, Howard Stern, among those who will be in the last 28 episodes. It still doesn't make any difference to me. He has long since not worn out his welcome. He's just not funny.
He just became angry.
Angry. Nasty. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I like that in a man.
Do you?
I do.
Well, there you go. He's your kind of guy.
I don't have to get him there. He's already there.
Is he too old for you, or is he just about the right age for you?
Oh, I don't know that I would need to consider that. I won't meet him, so.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
HBO has renewed Veep, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus show, fifth season. And also a techie comedy called Silicon Valley. I don't know that one. I know Veep. Veep is hard to wrap yourself around, although there are some interesting things going on there. HBO did its documentary about the Church of Scientology, and the Church of Scientology was hoping nobody would watch it. 5.5 million people.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Familiar strains of the theme to the Pet Show, Warren Eckstein's weekend program that has millions of people fascinated with his brain and the machinations of his brain every weekend. You can listen to Warren. If you go to petshow.com, you can find out what's happening in the station near you. Warren is here to talk about the dog kisses. I'm going to tell you a little something about Charlotte's passing. Warren was not, I was not on last week, the day after Charlotte passed, so Warren and I, we have talked on the phone certainly since then, but I want to tell you a little something about what I tried to do to save Charlotte. Also, we're giving away the folks at Cedarside, the original biting insect spray. We're going to send you a sample pack with all kinds of spritzers and the things that will help you when you travel with your dog. So if you can answer this question correctly, Warren will be the judge of this. You'll get the prize from Cedarside. Number is 888-302-3684. Question is, which of these things most affects negatively household pets? Spiders, children, fleas, ticks, or worms? Notice I did not use any names, just the objects. Which of these things causes household pets the most problem? Spiders, children, fleas, ticks, or worms? I want to be the judge of the question, or I love the answer. What he says goes. The winner gets a spray pack from Cedarside of all of the products they have to keep your pet free of insects this summer? Stand by for the answer next here on Good Day.
Think Green.
Harrison with you.
The University of California, San Diego, has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current annals of epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they've found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growth, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
All right, let's see here. Danny's in El Paso. Is it spiders, children's, fleas, ticks, worms that cause household pets the most problems? Danny?
I'm going to say children.
Children. That's an interesting guess. Not correct. Mario, what do you say?
I say worms.
Worms. All right. That's we'll pass on that one, too, right, Warren? Judy.
Yeah, we'll pass on that.
Judy, what do you say?
Fleas.
What do you say, Warren?
Absolutely the number one answer.
Number one problem with household pets is fleas. So the Cedarside folks are going to send you some insect spray. So your pets will not have that problem, Judy. Good for you. Hold on just a second. And Kara will talk to you. You posted this. You were writing in your blog about dog kisses being good for your health. Good for the dog or good for the human?
Both. I mean, there's, really? You know, most every dog I've ever had, and I'm sure Charlotte loved to get kisses from you. So
she did love
kisses.
Kisses.
But now, for years, people have been saying to me, well, you get disgusting diseases. How can you kiss that dog? Blah, blah, blah. Well, the new study's coming out saying that actually dog kisses contain certain bacteria that may actually be beneficial to us in terms of supporting our immune system. So my feeling, and listen, I've been vindicated. I say, go ahead and speech
right.
with your best
right.
friend every
remember
day.
All
oh,
the
dog
people.
Butt germs.
You remember, yeah. But you remember all the stuff Warren, these guys used to give me when I shared water bottles with Charlotte and ice cream with Charlotte
just
and
weird.
Whatever other things
yeah.
that were around.
You're a freak.
And by the way, when she was, she had passed already and I was trying to save her, I gave her mouth to mouth and I also, we were rubbing her underbelly. I talked to Bill Carlson last night about how this all happened. Bill is, Warren and I have a great friendship with him. He's a great vet. And he said, even though you and he agreed that she was in good shape, there were things going on with her that probably were going to lead to problems sooner rather than later. And he said this was God stepping in. I thought that was an amazing thing for him to say, frankly.
He's absolutely right. It was God's way of saying, you know what, yeah. all at its time, come on up and feel better.
I want to thank Patricia Dykus, who runs the crematorium in Leicester, Mass., who took care of Charlotte in the final moments. She was a wonderful woman and did a wonderful job. Those people are great when they do a good job. Thank you, Warren. Thank you, Patricia.
America.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.